Imagine this. It's about 2,000 years ago. You live in a little village in the Middle East, and you're married, have a few kids, and every morning you get up, you kiss your wife, and you hug your kids, and you go off to work in the field. And you work all day, in the summer, in the winter, when it's hot and when it's cold. You work and you work and you work. You plant, you harvest, and you come home. You kiss your wife, you kiss your kids. You have supper, you hang out, and go to bed. Every day, except on Sunday, you go to church. Or actually, on Saturday, you go to synagogue. Life is hard, but life is good. Life is simple, and you're content. One day, you're getting ready for bed at night, and you notice there's a little sore on your arm. How'd that get there? Probably not a big deal. You wait a week, and the sore's bigger. This doesn't look good. You wait another week and you're getting ready for bed at night and you notice that there's another sore on your other arm. You don't sleep that night. Maybe something's wrong. Maybe I've got leprosy. It's summertime and the next day you get up and you kiss your wife and you kiss your kids and you go to the field and you realize that somebody left a hole lying on the ground. And it's hot. The sun is out, baking the metal. You bend down and pick it up, and as you do, you grab the metal, and it doesn't hurt. You drop it, and you look at your hand, and a blister, two blisters, three blisters, but it doesn't hurt. Something's wrong. Something's very, very wrong. So you leave the field and you go to the priest and he checks you out and he says, you have leprosy and it's bad and you are unclean right now. You've got to leave. You send a message to your wife because you can't even kiss her goodbye. You love her too much for that. You don't want her to contract the disease. It's time to go. I'll never be able to touch my wife again. I'll never be able to hug my kids. I'm not going home. So you live outside the village for 3 years, 5 years, 20 years. We don't know. Maybe your face begins to get disfigured. Maybe some of your fingers begin to fall off. And Lord, I don't know what to do. But then you begin to hear things. There's this guy, this prophet, this healer, named Jesus. He's healed people who are paralyzed. He's cast out demons. And he's coming this way. Maybe he can heal me. Maybe he really has the power of God. What if? What if I don't have to be ashamed anymore? What if I don't have to be afraid anymore? What if I could be made clean? What if I could be healed? And maybe you remember the words of Psalm 32. Let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you. You, O God, are a hiding place for me. You, preserve me from trouble. You surround me with deliverance. Maybe God wants to deliver me. Maybe God wants to save me. Maybe I can see my wife again and my kids. Maybe God wants to rescue me. So here he comes. Jesus is coming. So what do? You run up to him. You run up to Jesus and you fall down on your knees and you say, if you can, if you will, make me clean. Because you are my only hope, because I have nothing left, because there's no hope on earth but you to make me clean. Go. Go show yourself to the priest. Go. Go to Jesus. Go to be clean. Open your heart. Expose the wounds. Expose the lies. Expose the shame of your heart. Go. Show yourself to the priest. Forget your shame and your pride. No longer consider yourself untouchable. No longer think that your sin is unforgivable. No longer think that you've been away from God for too long. No longer think that I've been so bad that God cannot forgive me. But go and let Jesus touch you in your untouchability. Go and let Jesus touch you where you think He cannot touch you. Go and let Jesus heal you where you think you cannot be healed. Go. Show yourself to the priest. Go. Expose your heart to Jesus Christ in the confessional. Go, Jesus says, and offer the sacrifice which Moses prescribed. Two young birds. One of the birds is going to be sacrificed. And the blood of the bird is going to be mixed with living water. And another bird. A bird which will be dipped in the blood and the water and set free. The fathers tell us that those birds represent two people. Jesus and me. The first bird is slain, sacrificed, offered to God. His blood mixed with water. And behold, the soldier pierced his side with a lance, and blood and water flowed from his side. You shall slay the bird over living water. He who believes in me will well up springs of living water going forth to eternal life. And the second bird is washed in that water, in that blood, and set free. Be free. Be clean. Go. Show yourself to the priest. Go. Encounter Jesus. Leviticus 5 says this. When someone is guilty, he shall confess the sin he has committed, and the priest shall make atonement for him for his sin. When someone is guilty, he shall come and confess the sin he has committed, that the priest might make atonement, that he might be healed, that he, that she might be forgiven. Go, show yourself to the priest, and then go and tell everybody what God has done for you. You notice? How did the leper hear about Jesus? How did the leper know to go run up to Jesus, to fall down on his knees, and to beg him to be clean? The priest didn't tell him. Jesus hadn't sent the apostles out yet. Word just began to spread. People, normal people like you, who would go to church on Sunday, go to synagogue on Saturday, and who would hear this preacher, this rabbi, this great prophet, and they just started talking. God's doing something. God is doing something. And I can tell you right now that in Thibodaux, Louisiana, God is doing something. I can tell you right now that like 2,000 years ago in Palestine, God is doing something, and God wants to bring healing to those people who live outside the village. Those people who live outside the walls of the church. And I'm telling you today that God wants to bring healing to you and to me. I see it when I go to workout. I see it when I go to the ball game. I see it when people come in my office who I never thought I would see, who want to talk about the Lord. And that's because we together as a church are deciding finally to go out and to tell people what God has done for us. To go out and to tell people that this Jesus is real and this Jesus has changed my life, and here's how. And I want Him to change yours too. So just come. Just come. Come show yourself to the priest. Come open your heart to Jesus. Come to confession. Let God touch you in those places where you think you are untouchable or unlovable or unworthy of love. Because the truth is, you are unworthy, and that doesn't matter. Because He died for you while we were yet sinners. He died for you and for me. So go. Show yourself to the priest. Go. Open your heart to Jesus. Go. And you will be healed.